Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The debrief, September 30, 2024. A little look ahead to what the Steelers have on Sunday night. They take on the Cowboys. Sunday night football, first primetime spot for the Steelers on this schedule. In fact, they won't play another 1 p.m. game, I think, until week 10.
So, Cowboys
the entire
night,
month of October, it is three primetime games all at home, and then the game out in Vegas, which is obviously four.
Yeah, because Sunday night against the Jets, Monday night against the Giants.
I believe the game against Washington is the next 1 p.m. game.
And then the Commanders in November is at 1 o'clock. Yeah. I love the 1 o'clock game.
Much bigger fan of the 1 o'clock game than literally any other game.
You know what, though? I just lied to
myself. That's dad mode.
I just lied to myself, though.
Yes, it is, Donnie.
Because
I'm getting to that point, too. I struggle with some of the late games.
I like
now.
Football so much, I can make a compelling case for all three times. But as I think out loud, 1 o'clock is my least favorite time for a Steelers game.
Why?
Because there's so much going on at 1 o'clock. My preference is to be able to just watch it all and not have to dedicate all my time to
Sunday
one game.
Night.
Yeah.
I get to watch the full slate. I get to watch Berman go through primetime. I immediately turn over, and there's more football.
Yeah. I think 4:25 and then Sunday night football are the top two.
You know your team sucks, though, if you're in that 4:05 slot, by and large.
That's where they'll be for the Raiders game, I think.
Or your team's opponent sucks.
4:05 special. Do we know who's doing that game yet?
I have not seen anything
Spiro
on that
Arch?
Yet.
No, I don't think so. Aditi's got the Colts the next few weeks, she told me.
Beth Mowins, Ross Tucker, Jay Feely.
Oh, God.
Well, I'll be in stadium, so no worries there. Anyway.
Yes.
Cowboys could be without multiple, maybe their two best defensive players on Sunday. That's a nice little reprieve. So the Steelers getting more
stop.
Injury luck.
No, I'm not even going to say that anymore. The Colts had a bunch of their best guys banged up, and it mattered absolutely not 1 ounce, so I don't care. That Parsons and Lawrence might not play.
I'm not saying that the Steelers should be in a position to apologize for it.
No, I'm just saying won't have any impact on the game. They'll bring in some guy we've never heard of, and he'll have three sacks.
I feel like Micah Parsons is a bit too good to...
Jeez, that's a real pessimistic way of looking at it, Mosley.
I just watched
not make
this,
an impact.
I just watched this team fart around and lose to a group that was missing their center, their best run-stopping defensive lineman, one of their better edge guys, a corner... I'm not in the mood to even think about injuries right
okay,
now. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, we won't get fooled again.
Okay, but it's the Cowboys, and it's in prime time. The idea that the Steelers would come out and sleepwalk through a game against them and not be buttoned up for a game against Dallas, to me, is farcical. Like, this is not one of these games where they come out and they're just... It takes them 45 minutes to warm up to the game. This is a circle... It's prime time, and it's America's team, in air quotes, and they're perpetually overrated, and I think everyone wants to beat them into oblivion for that reason, to show and prove to everybody that they're not as good as everyone makes them out to be. I'd be stunned if Tomlin doesn't have his team up to play this game. I'd be shocked if they don't win it, actually.
You know what? It just that further underscores, I understand these are human beings and it is tough to get up for every game at the same level, even when there's only 17 of them. That will just serve to further piss me off.
I think there's a better chance they lose the game to the Raiders than they do the Cowboys. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I actually kind of feel the same way.
I might just start tailing all of Pony's intuitions, though, because I can't get a game right on picks. I've been a mess. I've been an absolute mess this year.
As in a strategy move, you're going to tail.
I mean, just to try to go with him and at least not finish last. I mean, I can rest on my laurels for my 2023 title.
The only Steelers game I've gotten wrong this year is the Falcons. Once I've gotten a feel for the way they do things, I've been very good picking Steelers games.
We all missed the Falcons, so yeah, I missed yesterday.
I think I've, I don't know what I've missed.
You guys thought they were done with this nonsense.
Well, I just thought the Colts had enough injuries that it wouldn't render all of this moot, and of course that's why I am saying I don't want to hear about the Cowboys' injuries, because it just, that doesn't matter. It just doesn't.
Donnie, I'll flip it on you. On a scale of 1 to 10, how big of an injury do you think the James Daniels Achilles injury is out for the year?
Well, it would be worse if Seumalo was out for the for a longer period of time. Like, they're getting that guy back, who I think is their best overall lineman, at the same time, it seems. But Dan, now you ask PFF, they think James Daniels
just lost
is the best damn player in football.
They just lost Alan Faneca for the year.
I think Daniels is a pretty good player. I wouldn't say he's a great player, but one of their better offensive linemen. You know, I'm very concerned about what happens now on the right side of that offensive line. Like, it's going to be, I expect, a continuation of the McCormick-Anderson split and Broderick Jones at right tackle. That right side of the offensive line went from being very promising to very worrisome in the matter of a day.
I do think at least Mason McCormick is an older rookie, a big, mean ass kicker. I'm hoping they can do a lot of power stuff with him. Like, just Jones had a great run blocking grade from PFF. I just looked, a terrible pass blocking grade, and overall they thought he played a pretty good game in the end. But just line up. You've got these five guys left. That's the real worry. They have gone through all their depth. They were supposed
to be
deep. We're
going to get 62 in the game.
They went through all their depth. It's gone.
How about John LeGlue?
He might be getting that call.
So I do think that they have still five potentially good to very good offensive line. Well, no, I don't think Dan Moore's good. I think they have a line they can win with, but they can ill afford a single other injury to that line.
You say that, but I think another game where Moore overall did a solid job.
He always grades out well on PFF. I can't.
No, he doesn't. He basically was their whipping boy for years.
This year. He was a 75 grade this year. He's their highest graded offensive lineman.
I was watching him.
He's their highest graded offensive player. What am I saying?
I'm watching him closely when I'm there because I want a bird's eye view, see him screw up so I can immediately tweet about it or point it out. And guess what? That play really never came.
I thought when they were trying to spike the ball late in a drive and they were trying to conserve time, he was just moseying on up, taking his sweet old time to the line of scrimmage.
It is wild to me, though. We've been waiting for him to be so bad, and all of a sudden it's like you kind of forget about him because he's been just fine.
Yeah. I'll take an L on that one if he keeps it up for the whole season.
No, you know what?
I'll be happy to be wrong.
He whiffed bat. He didn't get credited for it because I think they ended up having Harris trying to pick up the pass rusher. He whiffed horribly on a play where Fields got sacked.
I don't think it was his
responsibility. Yes, it was. He jumped out to try to block the guy, and the guy, whoever it was, came right inside, made an inside move, and then ran over Harris and got to Fields. Well, he stinks, Malzie.
Why don't you find that replay then and point it out as the one horrible play Dan Moore had yesterday?
Fine. I will go find it. Because I think Josh Carney, again, not the former kicker, had that one.
So as far as the schedule goes, Donnie, you're saying what? Things look better or worse for the Steelers moving forward with all these primetime late games?
Well, I just brought that up as like an aside that they won't have another 1 p.m. game until November. However, that next 1 p.m. game they play certainly doesn't look any easier.
Washington.
You thought that one, chalked that up as a W going into the season. I'm not so sure about that right now.
Washington's offense might be what? One of the three best in football at the moment? Maybe the best? How many times have they punted now in the last three games? I know Daniels threw a pick in yesterday's game.
It's crazy. You're right about that. Best offense is Minnesota. I'd put one. I'd put them probably second or third through 4 weeks.
They didn't punt for two straight weeks. Did they punt yesterday?
They scored 42.
And Daniels threw a pick. Hold on. Now I want to see this.
I think they've punted five times all year.
They punted one time yesterday. Here are their drives. Ready? touchdown, touchdown, interception, punt, field goal, touchdown, touchdown.
It's okay because Mike Tomlin owns rookie quarterback, so we got to write that down as an automatic win. He can be the best quarterback of all time as a rookie, but when he sees Mike Tomlin's defense, Chris, he's going to melt. Thank you, Donnie.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.